It is one of my favorite hours of the week with my dear wife, Michelle, who actually takes all your wonderful questions. And she's great at filtering them and trying to get me to slow down and make it simple enough that you can actually understand the protocols to solve your issues of your health issues with functional medicine, which is living pathology. Welcome back, Michelle.
Thank you, Bill. Great to be here on this April the 21st, 2017.
Yes, indeed. And we had a great hour with Craig Wynn and the first hour with Gary Richard Arnold. Craig will be back. This guy is a genius. By the way, he is the gentleman who invented the platform that later got taken over and became Amazon.
His
company was crashed internally. He walked away with a lot of money, as the other guy's going to do too. But he then went off and started seeking, studying the Bible, ancient Hebrew and Greek, etc., and wrote a lot of books.
Wow. So he's a brilliant guy.
This guy is not just a genius, he's a super genius.
Well, it's funny because when I came into the studio, I noticed you were really quiet.
And
you
I was
were listening and listening. Yeah,
listen,
and I go, this
if
guy's
someone has
be
something
good.
If someone has something to say, I want to listen and learn.
He's got to be good.
And by the way, I agreed with everything he said, which
that's
is really
great, Bill.
Which is quite remarkable.
You'll fill me in tonight, I'm sure,
on
our weekend. Hello to everybody, and thank you for listening, as Bill just said. Don't forget, at NutriMedical.com, I just asked Bill to put up on the screen for me what great specials we have going on right now. And I know it's allergy season, and with our Allergan, Bill, look, it's marked down 15% in free shipping.
You're kidding.
The Allergan, look at it, right in the left there.
Wow.
Would you like to tell us a little something about the Allergan?
Allergan is the first and only antihistamine that actually gets rid of histamine. It doesn't just block the receptor. It actually is a histaminase enzyme. So it actually destroys the histamine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first and only one available in the world.
Wow. I'm thinking of histamine, thinking of mosquitoes. I don't know about you guys, but we're having the biggest mosquitoes I have ever seen in my entire life. Hey, Bill, they're everywhere. You can't open your doors here because they come in droves.
I call them.
Last night you walked outside because the Cox guy came late to fix our internet, like 10 at night.
Yeah.
And Bill just stepped outside the door, and I looked with the light that was on over the door, and it was just swarming. These great, big mosquitoes.
I call them Franken mosquitoes. These are like what I call Fukushima-style. Oh, my gosh, these are big damn mosquitoes.
I don't know where they came, because Mitzi, she's born in
Florida. We haven't seen them, by the way, in 8 years or 9 years we've been here.
Let me finish my sentence. Yeah. Mitzi is born in L.A., and she has never seen anything like that in California. It's just crazy. So I don't know about the rest of you, but let me know on Monday when... Remember, I'm on the phones on Monday at 888-212-8871 if you just want to talk about mosquitoes or anything else that's on. I remember the two ladies up in Toronto. Remember when they sent me the daisies and the buttercups and all the different flowers that were mutated that they had never seen? Do you remember that?
That's because we're in the tailpipe of Fukushima.
That was about a year ago, and I showed you the pictures on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so if you have anything strange, I'd like to know about it. Would you, Bill?
Yes, I'm actually putting together another update of a book I put out a year or so ago of videos with our guy Chris Harris, that's his radio name, on Fukushima Daiichi. Mm-hmm. And I'll be doing a major update. This is now more than 6 years since it, and we're in the tailpipe of radiation. And, of course, the radiation now is much higher than ever.
Well, also climate change, everything's changing. Things are...
Well, climate change is causing mutations.
You know what? Mitzi's mom is in Florida right now. She's freezing. It's cold. Cold.
Well,
she didn't even brought one sweater for the flight.
Do you want to know the reasons why the climate's changing like that?
No, not another show.
Yeah, I can just hit the high point some other time.
Yeah, some other time.
Okay, go ahead.
If anyone wants to know those reasons, you just go to our Deagle Network or go to our search bar on the front page of NutriMedical.com, and you can type in weather, and you get all kinds of things, all kinds of shows, too.
By the way, if you do that on the Deagle Network, you'll see the videos as well as the other. And I'll be putting up more and more PowerPoints and so on. In fact, I have one this week, and it's going up on healthcare. I'll be doing one on Fukushima very shortly, which I've been working on for some time, and on climate change and what's going on and the real drivers for it.
I spoke on Monday, Bill, to a gentleman that was having difficulty. He couldn't understand that he goes to RBN to listen to the show, so he's thinking it's coming from RBN. Can you, slowly explain where the show is now and how to listen to it?
You have to go to NutriMedical. The show, basically, the board ops are at Republic Broadcasting, but they just originate the MP3. It's just brought over and sent to me, and then I post it up on deagle-network.com. There is no show on in any way, shape, or form, except for the live broadcast for Showcast and RBN. It's all on our Deagle Network, and we are completely separate, including our videos on our simulcast coming out of live stream that goes to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Spreaker, etc. So we are literally a separate network. Now, our board ops are there at Republic Broadcasting, but there's no archives there. There's nothing there except for Showcast, which is the top button on our Listen Live. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is you have to go to Nutra Medical or Clay and Iron, because the buttons are the same on NutraMedical.com or ClayandIron.com.
So effectively, if you do go to RBN first and you're thinking you're going to listen to the show there and you click on it, what it does is it brings you directly to DeagleNetwork.com. And that's Deagle, D-E-A-G-L-E hyphen network, N-E-T-W-O-R-K.com.
Right. But better still, you should go to NutraMedical because there's a number of buttons.
Oh, yeah, but
there.
I'm saying if you do, you'll notice if you click on it, you're right on that. DeagleNetwork.com is part of NutraMedical.com.
Right. And we have a number of buttons that include our YouTube channel, our Facebook, our live stream, et cetera, all the other sub channels. And those
and
are all free.
You're right. Everything comes from NutraMedical.com.
We're separate. We're completely separate.
N U T R I M E D. Look at you. ICAL.
You're in a funny mood today, aren't you?
You say that every Friday. You're in a funny mood today.
Well, no, you're in a different kind of funny mood. Each time is a little different. Today you're...
You always say I'm in a funny mood.
I think it's because it's your turn, and you're going to see one of your favorite actors tonight at 7 o'clock.
Oh, gosh, Bill, you're always talking about the stupid movies that we see. Most of them I have to tell people, I'm not going to mention anything, because most of them I have to tell people, don't go see it. I'm sorry I mentioned it. Most of them, but Beauty and the Beast was sweet.
Yeah.
I did enjoy that.
I think the one
so
you're
going sweet.
To see tonight, I think you and Kelsey selected it. It's called
okay, Bill, yeah. Don't
yeah.
go.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
I just go along for the ride. I'm just the mascot.
Mitzi asked me a good question about D-ribose.
D-ribose is converted directly to adenosine triphosphate, the high-energy molecule in the
okay,
cell.
Slow down. D-ribose.
It's a sugar.
Is that a product of ours?
Yes.
It is what?
It is basically D, which is, there's an L or D isomer of the sugar called ribose.
Okay.
And it's converted to basically ribonucleic acid, which is the basis for ATP.
So
adenosine
triphosphate. Why would you take D-ribose? For what condition?
You're going to raise energy level in the cells and mitochondria throughout your body.
So when do you say, I think you need D-ribose?
You want to be younger, you want to be more energetic, you want to be athletic.
Okay, so do you take it?
Yes. I put that in my drink sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah.
You can also do that with our sports energy light, which will also increase ATP.
But is there anything that's particularly good for, like, MS or some condition?
It's good for chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, dementia, athletic performance, anti-aging, those kind of things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell Mitzi that, because
yeah.
She didn't know what any better, any more than I did. She didn't know, and she asked me, I didn't know, and I thought, I'll ask Bill.
By the way, I'll put these in all these, I'm doing updates on all the videos. They're going to be simulcast, so they'll be up on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, and they're all searchable. If you go to Deagle Network, you can actually search by words, and you'll find the video clip or the audio clip of what you want to know about any particular product.
Okay.
So I'm revising all. We have several hundred products and new updates. Mm-hmm. Like our latest one is the new NutraImmune update called NutraImmune 26Y.
Oh boy, a lot of people are waiting for that one.
That'll be available.
You've been talking
in a few days.
About it for 6 months. Am I right?
2 years. 2 years
what?
It's been in the works.
Two years. You've been talking about it?
On and off. We've been working on it. Well, we had some problems before because when we made the first powder form, it was so light and fluffy, we kind of like cake funny in your drink.
Yeah.
So we're putting it in capsules, and we have a different formulation so it doesn't kind of, you know, in other words, it's very powerful to lower inflammatory changes in autoimmune disease,
mm-hmm.
C-reactive protein, PI-1, inflammation throughout the body, and fights 26 major pathogens, including methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, and strep pneumonia and other pathogens. So it boosts the immune system without weird vaccines. In fact, last night I saw Kennedy Jr. was on Tucker Carlson
mm-hmm.
talking about vaccine dangers. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
the most dangerous non-radioactive toxins put in vaccines for children. And if you break a vial of vaccine, it's a hazmat situation. You have to have somebody go around with spacesuits to micro-vacuum it up. Yet we put it in children. And, in fact, in the state of California, when you ran out of mercury-free vaccines because they got a law against giving less than 3-year-olds any mercury, they actually, the governor wrote basically a wiping that rule out, saying, hey, we ran out of mercury free, but we'll still give mercury to under 3-year-olds.
Oh.
So this crazy governor is giving mercury, which is a direct neurotoxin that blocks with the beta subunit or neurotubulin and cuts off your dendrites, to young little children that fries their little brains. The most dangerous toxin, except for radiotoxins like plutonium and uranium.
Bill, I spoke with Rosalind this week.
Uh-huh.
Rosalind's from over in Texas.
Right.
She calls herself Roz.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She loves our NutriSilver.
It is wonderful.
NutriSilver. And a lot of people are saying that it's a NutriSilver.
It's
but
so powerful.
I keep mentioning it because we waited so long. You waited so long for this one. And I know you.
And you know how I got it?
In prayer? Probably.
Prayer.
Yeah.
I've been praying for years for you, for God to give me. And then you said, do this, this, and this, which I did.
Yeah.
And he gave me the formula. That's supernatural, okay? And this is it's so powerful that it's more powerful than I even thought. So what I'm saying, take one spray per 10 pounds body weight or 3 drops, you don't need that much.
I don't think you need that much.
No. In fact, when you brush your teeth, like 3 sprays is plenty to clean your teeth. Your nose, maybe 2 sprays a couple times a day.
I think
your eyes, one drop or 2 drops in your eyes twice a day, it'll clear any infection in the meibomian glands and the edge of your eyelid or your tear ducts or the anterior portion of your eye where... Everybody with glaucoma has infection in what's called the canals of Schlemmel on the limbus of the iris. So it's strong stuff. And if you've got things like molluscum contagiosum or staph aureus, in fact, I got pictures of a gentleman here that has been following and using the NutriSilver spray along with our other antipathogenics orally.
Mm-hmm.
And he avoided going to the doctor and getting really powerful and dangerous.
Why? What did he have?
He probably had something like staph aureus or something really bad, and it spread like crazy over his upper body. And we knocked it out with a NutriSilver. I mean, you see the cereal pictures, and it's like, wow, this stuff is good.
The pictures of what?
Of this going away. I mean, and you should have seen me.
Oh, he sent them to you.
Right, he sent them to me. And in
I
fact,
never saw them.
If you saw these pictures, you'd say, this guy needs to be in reverse protection intensive care unit in a hospital where you protect against even the nurses getting near him.
Well, this is what Rosalind wanted to tell me as her friend. I guess a lot of our listeners become the doctor, the nurse, for all their neighbors and friends and family.
Well, they get trained, you see, by listening.
So her neighbor there, I guess, cut herself. I don't know if she said it was out gardening and scraped on bushes or rose bushes or whatever she's doing, but a bad, deep cut. And Rosalind, you gave her the NutriSilver dropper. She had a dropper, not a spray.
Right.
And put it on it. And she said that, you know, that she had tried, I guess the other lady had tried other stuff, and it healed up by the end of the day.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Yeah, by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Even our Chris is loving it, isn't he? Christopher.
Well,
he does jujitsu.
And he gets all these scrapes.
And, you know, there's always some scrape on his foot, his toe, his this,
blisters,
his that.
Right.
And the other silver he never used, but this one here he's heard from customers. Now he's got his own bottle, and he takes it to jiu-jitsu.
I call him Blister Band-Aid Boy because he's there going through boxes of Band-Aids for all the jiu-jitsu and the sports stuff.
Yeah.
But the silver knocks out the infection right away because when you're doing these kind of things, if you don't take care of it, it can take off and give you very nasty dermatitis, bacterial dermatitis.
Let's see, Doris Bill from Connecticut. Hello, Doris. In her 60s. We don't have to say specifically what number in your 60s, do we, Doris? We'll just say 60s. What is Dr. Deagle's protocol for growing bumps on your fingers? And I guess with old age, growing nodules on your fingers.
Well, firstly, the most common ones are called Heberden's or Burchard nodes, which are basically tufting of the joint space at the end of the joints.
Uh-huh.
And if it's on the tendon sheath, that's called tenosynovitis, and you get little cysts.
Well, how can you tell where it is?
Well, if it's on the front of your fingers, it's most likely tenosynovitis on the flat part, you know, the palm.
You call that the front?
The front.
The palm is the back, isn't it?
The back is the back of the fingers. The front is basically the palm.
Wow.
If it's on the palmal area and you've got a bump there,
and
then if it's on the sides of the finger, it's more likely a Burchard node, which means it's tufting because you got osteoarthritis there. But it's on the front, it's most likely tenosynovitis. And you end up with adhesions between the tendon sheath and the tendon, and you get a little cystic-like structure.
But it never happened until the 60s.
Right. Before. So the first thing to do there is use tendon mender and joint performance on the tendons.
Uh-huh.
If it's a Burchard node, you want to use leptin metabolic. And
arthritics. So the ones on the palm side. We'll
tendon
palm
mender.
Side.
Tendon menders are most important.
What are they?
Those are basically tenosynovitis, where the tendon sheath and the tendon adhere, and then the fluid, because there's a synovial fluid, gets trapped and you form little cystic bumps.
Okay, and the other one is
are called Bouchard nodes, and those are on the sides of the finger at the joints, like the distal interphalangeal joint
at or both proximal joints.
Right, and those joints mean that there's osteoarthritic changes and tufting of the joint. So you want to take leptin metabolic.
Tufting, what's that?
Where you get a little kind of a, like an umbrella.
I know what it is on a Chesterfield, on a sofa.
Tufting means
tufting on a sofa is like.
Well, no, this means like a little bump that goes out to the side, almost like, you know, like a Japanese roof, you know, where you see the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, and that little roof basically is a joint trying to heal, but then it grows laterally outside, and so it's not like straight. It has a little, you know, like a Japanese roof. Mm-hmm. And there you want to turn off the osteoarthritic inflammation. Leptin metabolic, one capsule in the morning. Joint performance is very important to resurface the joint surface, and arthritics. Those are the first three, and you can add Inflamex.
But does arthritics. That mean her joints are going?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean she's got. And osteo is also tied directly to elevated insulin, and some people with elevated insulin don't turn diabetic; they develop osteoarthritis. And so there's elevated levels of what's called nitroperoxy radical. And a leptin metabolic will help that, as well as gamma E+.
So for the insulin, would that be the glycemax?
The leptin metabolic will be first.
And then what?
Because that lowers the
what's
joint.
What's after that one?
The next one would be tendon mender for the joint and joint
no,
performance.
No, for the insulin, though.
For the insulin? Well, you'd use diabetaline and biotin plus. Yeah, for insulin. But the leptin metabolic is first. Okay. Because for the joint, you're lowering cytokine levels and nitroperoxy radical in the joint. Because osteoarthritis is a hyperinsulinemic disorder, and it just happens to go down that pathway that it causes increase in cytokines in the joint and nitroperoxy radical. And so osteoarthritis is inflammatory. It's not the same kind of inflammation as, say, rheumatoid arthritis or scleroderma or mixed connective tissue disease, but it's nevertheless it's a type of free radical-induced inflammatory and regenerative changes that cause deformation of the joint surface. Eventually, the joint gets degraded until eventually you get down to bone on bone or a dry joint, and then you got a painful dry joint with restricted range of motion.
Well,
like the hips. If your hips go, you end up with a dry joint with no joint space left in it, no fluid level, and you need a hip replacement. The fingers, you lose your ability to flex your fingertips.
Does it usually go in one spot of the body? Does it mean if your hands are like that, your hips are like that? Or is it usually it'll go to the hips or the hands or a spot?
If it goes to your hands, it means it's going to eventually go to other joints.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, it'll eventually go to your feet and your hips.
So what if it, could it just go to your hips and not your hands?
No, it's very unlikely to go to your hips unless it goes to your hands and feet first.
Oh.
It usually starts off in the peripheral joints, and then it moves more centripetal to the central joints, okay, like your spine or your hips.
Because it's very common, especially women that I talk to.
Right. Yeah. And so if they take care of it, they won't get degenerative changes. But if they don't take care of it, especially don't take nonsteroidals. If you take like ibuprofen or other anti-inflammatories, you dry the joint out. You may take away temporarily the pain, mm-hmm, but the joint will go dry, and then you'll get fast onset of what's called eburnation, where you get a dry joint, cartilage on cartilage. It fibrillates and forms calcified micro laser blades. They're going to chew up your joint surface and eventually end up with bone on bone.
So make sure you don't take that.
Don't take nonsteroidals.
Inflamex is great.
Inflamex.
You didn't say Inflamex.
Inflamex is after the arthritics, which is a type 2 collagen thing. And then the next thing is seraphilazyme, which is serapeptase only. Whereas Inflamex is serapeptase and it has the Wobenzym N formula. But you got to resurface the joint, which is tendon mender, joint performance, and mountain and velvet. That's how you actually regenerate the joint.
Well,
it's complex. It's not.
Can you keep us? What's the simplest, the smallest amount?
Smallest amount for her osteoarthritis?
Yes.
Is I would start off with joint performance and tendon mender, mm-hmm, and leptin metabolic.
Thank you. Well, Bill, I have a verse that you know I get every day, my Bible verses in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I really love, just John chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You know how I am about hear my voice? You know how I have voices?
Yeah.
And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I love that.
That's a good one.
Isn't that a good one?
And you got it all in before the break. That's good, sweetie. Great back. We make our organic goat's milk soap using 36%.
100% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You gotta let me go. Are we human?
You're still thinking of us to our friends?
And welcome back. A quick story about osteoarthritis. I had an interesting discussion the other day with Dr. Ron Klatz, who's the founder of A4M.
Yes.
And I like to ask people what I call 3-year-old to 5-year-old questions. You know, ask simple questions.
That's from living with me, you do that.
No, it's always been like that. Yeah, I've always been like a notoriously questioning child. Anyway,
okay.
Here's the questions.
Okay.
I asked Ron, I said, what's diabetes? Right? And then he said, well, it's diabetes is elevation or deficiency of insulin. I said, no, it's on type 2 diabetics. It's always increased insulin resistance. There's always more than enough insulin. Even type 1 diabetes, where the pancreas gets attacked, it usually grows back, but they don't get a physiological response.
Right, okay.
And then I asked him, I said, well, you know, why is there insulin resistance? And he said, well, which tissues are resistant? And, of course, 95%+ of the insulin resistance is only in skeletal muscle. So when you get osteoarthritis of your joints, the thing that's driving it is not the joint at all. The joint is a bystander. The real problem is the skeletal muscles lose insulin sensitivity in the GLUT4 transporter. And what's the cause of that?
Why?
It has nothing to do with sugar.
What?
When people say that sugar is the cause of diabetes, it's completely wrong-headed.
Well, what is it?
It's loss of superoxide dismutase 1 and 2 isoenzymes.
Bill, in English. I thought you said 3-year-old.
You lose what's called the ability to get rid of singlet oxygen. That's oxygen with one electron. That actually is what's called, and that electron is at the temperature of 100 million degrees, which is hotter than the surface of the sun.
And you lose the ability with old age, maybe?
No, not just old age. You lose it because of mineral deficiencies and genetic tendencies.
Oh.
And our soil is depleted of chromium, vanadium, and other minerals and nutrients that prevent us losing our SOD1.
Now, when you lose that makes me think of the Minerals Plus.
Right, right. Minerals
Am
plus
I wrong?
No, that's true. No? In fact, the problem is, you see, when you lose superoxide dismutase 1, that's the only way sugar gets oxidized, so then it'll attach to proteins. So that's why we have things like carnosine D-link and nutritralin to D-link it from proteins, because when you attach sugar, which is unoxidized, but sugar doesn't oxidize unless it's free radicals around. So if your sugar is 300 or 400 and you don't have any sugar, for example, there's two groups of population, for example, Sri Lanka and other areas, but they eat a lot more sugar than us in North America and they have very little diabetes.
Sugar, what about the osteoarthritis?
Osteoarthritis is when you get insulin resistance. The elevated insulin levels stimulate the production of what's called peroxynitrate radical in your joints and other cytokines. And it's those radicals in the joints.
You confuse me. Why do you talk about diabetes and osteoarthritis together?
Because when you get when your body detects your muscles don't have enough insulin, and it, say, has one-third the receptors or one-tenth, it puts the insulin really high, and high insulin itself is a toxin. It actually stimulates your joints to make peroxynitrate.
And is that always why you have osteoarthritis?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, all
so
they're directly related. Everybody that's got osteoarthritis has got elevated insulin levels driving peroxynitrate in their joints.
Wow.
Which
so,
is why
so
gamma
leptin metabolic is
and
super
gamma
important.
A plus is because it gets the tocotrienols gets rid of the nitroperoxy radical, and of course the cell detox glutathione. It's called by the anti-aging people.
Yeah, that's why I always ask it. It gets to too many things.
No,
for
just
most
two.
People.
Just two. Gamma E plus and cell detox glutathione and leptin metabolic.
That's three.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's the underlying problem.
Without the cell detox, what if you just had the gamma E and the leptin?
The gamma E and leptin is going to help a lot. But the reason is you're going to get primarily nitroperoxy radical. And when you lower insulin and leptin resistance with leptin metabolic, and again,
yes.
Remember, a lot of these people also, if you check their hemoglobin A1C, it may be elevated, but maybe not. Because it's not just elevated blood sugar that's the problem, it's elevated blood insulin. So if you actually measure fasting and 2-RPC blood insulin, it's high in osteoarthritic people.
Oh, interesting.
Now, if you ask the average rheumatologist or the average doctor about this, they have no clue. But if they did the test, they'd find all 100% of their patients would show this.
Yeah.
Interesting, eh?
So it's really important in the protocol, more than the,
right.
You know, it's more important, I guess, than the joint performance and tendon. I mean, you need that too, but
yeah, but there's layers. In other words, the underlying layers behind disease, like for example, cancer, diabetics, rate of cancer is 6 times higher, and heart disease and stroke in diabetics. And the reason is it's free radicals. Mm-hmm. See, diabetes and heart disease and these other things are all free radical illnesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
isn't
well,
that interesting?
How many questions I have?
Yeah,
today.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought you'd want to know that.
That is interesting,
yes. Yeah, you want to know that because a lot of people, if they don't know the biochemistry or what we call living pathology, they will never have a protocol that will actually conquer the
illness.
Yeah,
they don't know why they're taking these things.
Or
they'll
take
one pill, you know, like the old thing. I want one pill and I want it to work, you know, or something. That sounds like me usually.
It's a
but I have learned over the years that it's one pill theory is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a complex process. And if you fix the body, you fix the ecology of the body, the disease will go away.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, when we come back, we'll hear from Ken at Yucca Valley or Yucca Valley?
Yucca Valley, yeah.
Yucca?
Yucca.
California.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Calm-minded brain-magger in my drink.
Ken.
So I'm
remember
being,
Ken?
I'm being calm-minded brain-magged along with my sports energy light, etc. drink.
What we have to be careful is we don't talk at the same time, so I try to stop talking.
Go ahead.
Ken from Yucca Valley. He just says, hi, Dr. Bill. Here's my recent QRMA. He goes on to say all kinds of stuff. But anyways, basically what he's saying is, thank you for all that you do. I tell everyone I can about the miracle that happened to me through you. But like they say, he said, you can't lead a horse, ride a horse to water. But you know what? This is funny what he says. You can lead a person to information, but you can't make them think. Thank you and God bless. That's good, Ken.
Yeah.
I like that.
By the way, Ken is, with a little bit of background detail, he had terminal heart failure, and within 2 weeks we got him rescued.
Amen.
Yeah, and
wonderful.
He's just... he's spiffy good now.
Good, Bill.
Right.
He's funny, too. That's funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Within 2 weeks, he's actually working 90 hours a week, which otherwise he was told by his cardiologist to make arrangements because he's going to the next world.
Wow.
90 days is what they gave him maximum before he was going to be leaving with wings on, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why he's thankful and blessing you, Bill.
That's why he decided not to have embalming care.
Jerry.
Do you like that, embalming care?
Jerry, in an email. Not really.
No, it's not Obamacare. I call it embalming care.
I know, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many times do I have to hear it? Three times. Whoa, okay.
Go ahead.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Jerry, in an email, I am suffering from a large prostate. What can and how can I treat this naturally?
First, if you just get one thing, it would be prostate flow, one soft gel twice a day.
Yeah.
Second one I recommend is bladder up. A pumpkin seed soft gel twice a day, and if you have bladder spasm with it, Swedish flower pollen, which is a natural alpha-1 blocker, 1 to 2 tablets 4 times a day, and that'll solve the problem. Now, if there's low-grade infection, because there are often Trichomonas vaginalis yeast or other things, you want to start off with Allicin Med, Nutridyne, and NutriSilver, and you can boost your immune system with the NutriDefense and NutriImmune 26Y. But you don't need all of that. You can start off with just the prostate flow, and say the bladder up. If things don't settle, then you add the other things, the antipathogenics. The first one I'd start off would be Allicin Med.
Okay.
Yeah.
John in an email, hi, Dr. B. He says, whatever happened with your NutriImmune? Interesting that he's thinking about that. He must be listening to
the show. NutriImmune, by
the
way, is still in the ageless, but we're moving up to NutriImmune 26Y. So NutriImmune is still in the ageless formula.
But he said, I wanted to look up its benefits, but I couldn't find it. Now, the NutriImmune Y, is that up yet? 26Y.
No, it'll be up in a couple
26?
Days.
26?
26Y.
Yeah.
And the reason is it fights 26 major pathogens.
So it's not up on the website yet.
It'll be up in a couple days.
We need to know it's going to be here before we put
it on. It'll be here by next week,
He goes on to say, also, what do you do or take if you have suspicions of cell phone detriment to your brain? I've only used it on the speaker these days, but I had some intense jobs in the past, and I know it can take years to show up. I'm trying to be proactive when I'm 60.
Well, when you use a cell phone, how long do you think it takes to show on digital thermography that your blood-brain barrier is broken down?
Oh, no.
30 seconds.
Like even on speaker?
Yes. If you put it within 2 inches of your head on speaker, if it's like, you know, a foot or so, because the signal strength drops to the cube of the radius. So if you have it a foot away, it's like, you know, 1/1000th of the strength. But if you have it, you know, straight against the side of your head, especially in someone with a thinner skull like a teenager or a child, you break down the blood-brain barrier in less than 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And if you actually look at a scanning electron microscopy, if you actually take mice and then take a puncture of their brain cells, you'll see the neuropores and the ion channels close within seconds. And it affects 100% of living cells, not just a percentage.
You see these little children, like, I've even seen little Matilda holding a cell phone and looking
very bad.
Holding it.
Very bad.
They shouldn't have it in their hands?
No, because what's happening, they're getting exposed to radiation. It's obviously, if it's at some distance. The problem is that ideally phones should be attached attached to a fiber optic cable or like a telephone thing. I want to see the old telephone booths come back, you know, like Doctor Who, where you go in and you take your phone and snap it into a fiber optic cable. You get a lot more data transfer, a lot higher resolution of sound and audio. But this idea publicly, people walking around like they're schizophrenics talking to themselves, is weird. Mm-hmm. And I think our culture has become more and more strange. And a lot of people don't realize when you start to fry the brain, they did studies on mice and they found if you put mice in a Wi-Fi network or a scalar radiation effect by cell phones, you scramble what's called the third phase of what's called memory and learning. First phase is what's called neural network. Second phase is facilitated neural pathways. Third is what's called microtubules, which is the hard solid-state wiring of a molecular, non-localized memory recorded in your brain cells in every living cell of every living thing.
Okay, is there something a person can take to help with that?
Well, first off, you can get the blocking materials from SEMF, but the things to take are Cognition Plus, right? Cell Detox Glutathione, Gamma E Plus, and CoQ10 Ubiquinol. And brain power is the most important because when you expose yourself to radiation, the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor is activated, and it turns off the brain going haywire.
Oh, that's great because brain power is very inexpensive and a lot of people.
Yeah, if you were to just two things, Cognition Plus and brain power.
Yeah.
But I would add the CoQ10 Ubiquinol and the Gamma E Plus and the Cell Detox Glutathione. And if you use the Brain Mag, which is magnesium L-threonate, they did studies of knockout mice that are prone to Alzheimer's, which is going to increase tremendously with people using the cell phones, and it's because it affects the hippocampus. And just the Brain Mag, magnesium L-threonate, will dramatically protect your brain against oxidative stress. So if
you're in a high-wire product, Bill, for most people,
Brain Mag.
Okay, well, you said it was Brain Power.
Brain Power and Brain Mag, those two big ones. Two products, okay? If you take those two, that's a good start.
Amanda Bill from Arizona, I need a protocol for bipolar disorder.
Firstly, what is bipolarity? Bipolarity is an imbalance of the three levels of cells called the reticular activating cells, and it's seizure activity in the limbic system. The drugs that the doctors give are stupid and dangerous. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors, antipsychotics, and sedatives like benzodiazepines. You start off with, number one, stopping the seizure activity with Brain Mag and CalMind. You add magnesium, which is magnesium L-threonate, and I recommend a higher dosage than usual. So you're talking about two scoops three times a day until you get it stabilized. Then you can back off once you know it's stable to one. Then you want to take Cognition Plus Brain Power, which again stops the inmills of D-aspartate because these are non-motor seizures that are occurring. Mm-hmm. And then you want to elevate the levels of the RES cells that calm your brain down, and that's Mood Energizer and Plazenol.
That's interesting. I would have thought S-methyl.
The S-methyl is one of the ones that works in the brain also. That's the next layer. That's called the advanced. And the thing is, if you're trying to correct depression, S-methyl is the single most powerful and rapid-acting thing.
But you didn't say S-methyl.
No, because you start with the other things first. S-methyl's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but...
So the other ones might work.
The other ones might work, but if you need to, you go to S-methyl next because it's so powerful, you don't have to wait 3 weeks. You know how long you have to wait? Half an hour. If it's going to pull you out of a depression, it'll yank you out right away. But the first thing to do is stop the seizures, calm the brain down, turn off the free radicals. And if the brain writes itself, you're laughing. But if it doesn't, the next thing is a sachet, first thing in the morning and mid-afternoon, and zap, you're out of it, usually in a half an hour. You don't have to wait days. And unfortunately, people like our gentleman, the football player, just committed suicide in the cell after winning his charges on the other thing. You remember that player? That was a football player that just killed himself in his cell the last few days.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't? Let me see if I can pull it up here under Drudge because he was over here. Hernandez.
In the meantime...
Yeah, they're actually fighting over his brain now.
Who was it?
Aaron Hernandez. If I could actually have seen him before or while he was in prison, I would have seen has abnormal brain chemistry or organic metabolites and brain imaging like QEEG. And I could have helped him. So, to be honest with you, everybody's mentally ill, like the Young Frankenstein movie, has an abnormal brain. And Dr. Bill could fix it. And we're not talking about psychiatry. We're talking about brain neurochemistry.
Okay, the next email, Bill, I'm going to make anonymous because it's personal.
Right.
Kind of a thing. It's from Great Britain. But it's,
right.
It should be anonymous. I'm in the UK, and I'm a 23-year-old male. And I noticed a few days ago that when I go to the toilet, the bathroom, right. Number two, it has blood. I have hemorrhoids and some blood. It has always been normal when it's hard to go in the bathroom, right?
Right.
Recently, for the last 1 month, his going to the bathroom has been soft and liquid, and he said maybe it's the way he's eating, because I guess he's lost his job, as he goes on to say. So he's only eating bread and dairy and vegan type stuff.
Yeah, he might be getting a yeast overgrowth and getting a dysbiosis and lower his bowel. Mm-hmm. And if he's getting bowel spasm because he doesn't have proper soluble fiber, he's going to get hard, scabrous stools mixed with explosive liquid stools, and he'll get either anal fissures that'll bleed or hemorrhoids, which is basically veins that descend below what's called the dentate or white ligament. Mm-hmm. And when they get caught below it, they actually start to burst and tunnel underneath the mucosa, and when they burst, you get hemorrhoids.
Oh.
So Vein Away is really good for that, and to clear the lower colon cleanse, which you take at night, 1 to 2 capsules at night. And the Vein Away will help heal the varicose veins in his lower bowel and restore normal bowel peristalsis.
And why is the blood like becoming liquid now, like a lot?
No, it's because it's mixing with mucus of the lower colon because he's getting inflammation of the rectosigmoid, so the glands are producing mucoid discharge mixing with the blood.
Glenn from Texas, my mom has been put on blood pressure and blood thinner medicine. It makes her feel tired, and I was wondering why she needs both and why the doctor won't get her off it. He seems to be unconcerned about the dangers of pharmaceutical medicines. What does she need to do to get off the drugs, and what would you recommend she be on?
First off, you have to design what blood pressure is. Blood pressure is vessel failure, not heart failure. And when your vessels fail, your heart pumps against resistance, which drives up your blood pressure, systolic or diastolic. So the first thing is cardiovascular. In a smaller woman, one capsule is 15 drops 3 times a day. Then the next thing is magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules 3 times a day, right? That'd be the next step. Then the third phase is to induce nitric oxide, which is supernox, 1 to 2 capsules 3 times a day, and then beet juice powder. Usually that'll fix it. If she's got hypertension, And the other thing, of course, she's tired because they probably gave her a beta blocker like Inderol or some carvedilol or some kind of beta blocker. The only drugs that are relatively safe are ACE receptor blockers, but even those can cause angioedema, which can make you swell up and even block your airway. So
he says that she's on blood thinner medicine.
She shouldn't be.
Would natokinase take care of blood thinning?
Well, the first blood thinner is in cardiovascular. It's got
blood
thinners in it, number one. And number two would be natokinase. And to be honest with you, the QRMA test will tell us, but if you didn't and you want to do a rheologic test, the rheologic blood viscometry test will tell you if your blood is thick. But usually the natokinase and the cardiovascular is enough.
Well, it's only if you have previous. I've actually talked to him, and that's what I was recommending.
Right, you're right.
The cardiovascular, and I said natokinase. I figured that was it.
That's right, correct.
Now, because most people, Bill, that's all they can afford. You know,
that's all they need. Yeah,
yeah.
In most cases, the next thing you might want to add is Omega Supreme Pro, because the best blood thinner is an anti-inflammatory, and the omega fatty acids will fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So one little soft gel
if
twice a day.
If budget allows.
Yeah, that would be. And by the way, you don't put a person on sedatives if they get hypertension, like a beta blocker. What you do is you try to get the blood vessels working again, which is why I meant those things like CoQ10, Supernox, et cetera, and you restore the blood vessel activity and the blood pressure drops because your perfusion improves.
Troy from Minnesota. Hi, Troy. You're wondering what your ellagic acid is in, and so is the Arthritix. All of the ellagic acid that was back ordered went out. I think people have been waiting 6 weeks or more.
Yeah, and we got it all. We got tons of it, and we got some more coming in, too. We have lots of it.
Next, Bill, is Gemma from Chelmsford, Essex, Great Britain.
Right.
And she says, I hope you're well. I'm playing catch-up at the moment on your podcast. It's been a few months, and I'm enjoying them. Thank you. My mother-in-law has been diagnosed with diabetes and has had an underactive thyroid for years. I mentioned to her that myself and my mom use your Nutridyne for our thyroids, and she was very interested. I said I'd order her some. And then she goes on to say, if you could make some improvements to help her, what would you add to that is what she wants to know.
Well, I'd give her
here's all the meds she's on. Look at that.
Yeah, she's on a lot of bad drugs here.
It doesn't matter where you go in the country. America, Canada, Great Britain. Look at all the
drugs. Well, she's on Lyrica. It was pregabalin for peripheral neuropathy, which is bad. Because 1 in 20 diabetics, basically in 20 years, virtually all diabetics will get pain, but 1 in 20 will get suicidal-level pain. And pregabalin just turns you into a vegetable. It makes you an idiot. Sotalol, which is beta blocker, beta B complex. Unfortunately, all the vitamins except ours, anywhere in the world, are not activated. So if you take a B complex like vitamin B6, it will cause peripheral neuropathy. If you take B6, that's not activated to the converted form. Levothyroxine, totally useless because it's synthetic. The body can't convert it to T3. Lipitor. Atorvastatin, this can cause transient global amnesia, which can turn you into a demented fool because you lose your myelin sheath in your brain, and it damages mitochondria in your heart and blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Terbinafine, of course, is an antifungal that's also extremely useless against a branching form of yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Metformin has some anti-aging properties, but it's not the best way to approach diabetes. And amitriptyline is another antidepressant that's useless and makes you feel stupid.
Okay.
And by the way, if you're taking Lyrica, which is pregabalin and amitriptyline, it's going to really screw you up and make you...
Well, I'll give you the email so you can help her. Okay?
So I'll give you the simple, quick and dirty. Dibetaline, berberstatin, and Biotin Plus for the diabetes. For the peripheral neuropathy, Neurogen and ultrathiamine B1, number one. For the hypertension that she's on, again, what we mentioned earlier... Cardiovasc, Supernox, Gamma A Plus, and Omega Supreme Pro. That'd be the starter ones, and we can modify that. But most of those drugs she's on, this is a good example of what I call, you know how they call it? Pharmacy, Pharmacy?
Mm-hmm.
I've changed, you know, I have a whole series of deagleisms.
Mm-hmm.
This is pharmacy, PharmacY. So they're farming the people. And everywhere in the world where you see toxic polypharmacy, like in Britain, they're actually farming you.
It's a good one, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay, Richard?
You like that, hey? You know, the only problem is, people don't know how to move really well or make a brain sound like, bah. So if they could do that, they would be properly farmed.
Richard from Texas, Bill, our friend Richard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Bill, can Nutridyne be used like, what's that, tablets for thyroid protection? If so, what dose?
You don't want to use the IOSAT. These are toxic iodine tablets, right? You don't want to take Iosat, man. Those are dangerous. In fact, the government had to stop it because when people are taking Iosat, they're shutting off their thyroid gland within 8 days.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, really, really bad. And also, they're causing damage to the retina and their optic nerve head and peripheral nerves within 8 to 10 days. So it's not the same at all. Neutrodyne will give you radio protection against nuclear fallout, say nuclear war, or radiotoxins from Fukushima because they're still coming over here like crazy. But all you need to do is take, let's say, 10 to 15 drops twice a day, and you're laughing.
He also asked a question, Dr. Bill, what do you recommend for nerve repair? I still have some numbness from when I cut the pad of my finger off back in January. The collagen backs of Mountain Red really helped in the healing process, and he's still got some numbness since January.
Ultrathiamine B1,
mm-hmm.
Neurogen,
yes.
Cognition Plus, and Brain Power.
Thank you. When we come back, and from the UK, this is the UK Day.
We got smart UK people suffering from British healthcare. National Health Service ready to pharmaceutize you, to farm you. And now they're listening to the show to get well.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And welcome back. We have the last segment, Michelle. By the way, someday we should probably do some live stream simulcasting too.
From the UK, remember?
Go ahead.
I was about to order some Living Probiotics 84 caps, and when I got to the checkout, I saw there was an international order fee of $57. Could you confirm what this covers and what your delivery options are? Some companies in the USA have this fee to cover duty and tax into the UK. When I order, please advise. Well, Anne, I did email Anne back, and I know we have lots of UK listeners. We have a flat rate just to cover the bare minimum. of any order, no matter, you know, like one bottle of Living Probiotics, it'll cost us the $57. That's the lowest, you know, the rate that USPS has. I know. But you need to know that we keep that at a flat rate. You can order as much as you want, and the $57 will never go up. We just absorb the difference, right, when it goes up.
Right, in other words, if they order 500 or 1,000 or whatever dollars.
It's still 57. One bottle, two bottle, 10 bottle, 20 bottles. We will absorb, it goes up, the cost goes up, but we absorb the cost.
I have to say this, that's the British postal system, that's not us.
No, that's USPS postal fees have gone up crazy too.
No, U.S. Postal is being passed on the cost. That's why they're also sharing it with Canadian. Canadian got off ridiculously
too. Just to mail one item here has gone up, I think Mitzi said, 60% in the past couple of years.
Oh, yeah, that's just in the U.S. Yes, but if you go
to
Canada
crazy.
Or Britain, it's those countries have raised their postal rates and also their surveillance tremendously. So we have to be very...
Oh, they're also in Canada? Oh, my gosh, but they're opening packages left and right. Customs. They're taking out bottles and then sending the rest of it off, and then you might get your bottle of whatever it is, you know, months later. Yeah, it's just the gulag up there now in
that's
Canada.
That's what we got to... send smaller packages, and it's got to come from, you know, Joe and Marion or whatever, somebody that, you know...
Bill?
In other words, it shouldn't come from a formal organization like Nutramedical. That's my
Jacob?
Advice. It should be maybe a colored package with ribbons on it.
Can we get one more question in?
Okay, go ahead. I'm just getting trying to be funny here, okay?
Jacob from Maryland.
Funny's good.
Hello, just following up my past email. He didn't get a reply, Bill. So let's talk to Jacob here on the air. He bought a Cognition Plus Brain Power Mountain Red. He said, and I've just started taking them yesterday. And this was April the 20th, this email. Oh, I will attach my past
email. Well, 20th
email.
Is yesterday.
Yeah, but this he had already emailed before. He probably got lost
everybody,
in the emails.
Oh, no, everybody's been caught up.
I want to reach my physical, mental, and spiritual ability to the highest degree I can. I have been experiencing mental decline since adolescence, and I am trying to get to the bottom of it, what might be causing it. I have learned many truths from your show, and I'm grateful for what you do. So he did order some good things there, Bill, the Cognition and the Brain Power and the Mountain Red. Is there anything else he wants to know that you think he should add to that?
Neurogen? Right. CoQ10 ubiquinol.
Very good. Maureen from Oregon. What is NPH and what causes it? Normal pressure hydrocephalus.
Normal pressure hydrocephalus is where the ventricles
get enlarged
and there's not increased pressure inside the ventricle causing it.
What's that, Bill?
Normal pressure inside the ventricles, like the lateral ventricles or the central fourth ventricle. And there's no increase in pressure driving them bigger,
yes.
But there's a change in the physiology of the ventricles themselves.
And what would you recommend for Maureen?
Brain Power, Brain Mag, Cognition Plus, CoQ10 ubiquinol.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Just looking at how many emails I've left today. It's a talking box day.
Well, I think maybe we're going to I'm going to have to try to convince you to do some video.
You never give up.
You don't have to go on video area, though. You can put up your questions actually on the screen. And
can I say goodbye?
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for everything, just for being there. We love you. We can't wait. I can't wait. This is my highlight of my week, my big, boring life. And we'll see you next week. And what do you think, Daddy B? We'll see you on Monday.
I'll see him probably in a few minutes on video.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm going to put up some video reviewing the shows and protocols.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.